Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Three principles of intimacy, right? Intimacy with whoever, your spouse, anyone you're developing intimacy with. Number one principle, write it down, the principle of separation. You don't have intimacy with someone if they aren't separate. That relationship isn't separate, right? I mean, if all I ever did was spend time with my wife at church, spend time with my wife at True Food Kitchen, spend time with my wife at, you know, Trader Joe's, right? We would have a very poor relationship. There's no intimacy in there because why? All those places I mentioned, there's a whole bunch of people there as well. So it's not separate, right? There's nothing that's separate. I think that is important to have a room and a place or a spot that you separate yourself to Holy Spirit. And so your quiet time, what I would do is I began, everyone's different. So there's no formula. It's like making a cake, right? Everyone makes it a little bit different, but you're pretty much going to have the same ingredients. Our ingredients are going to be worship, word, petition. But here is the thing that sometimes people leave out in their cake mix of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And this is what I say. In your quiet time, wait upon the Holy Spirit. Wait upon him. When you wait on someone, it humbles you, right? You ever wait on someone and they're late? It's humbling and it'll mess with your pride to wait. And so I think we get in such a hustle, you know, we race past everybody like blurred scenery on the freeway, on the 5, or, you know, I'm in California, so I-5 goes from Mexico to Canada. We're just racing. And I'm telling you, you got to slow down. You just got to, and this is what this, maybe this month will be for you, although it doesn't seem like it because we're all like, Christmas tree, Christmas ornaments, go to get gifts, whatever, however you celebrate Christmas, but be separate, separate a time, separate a room, separate your attention, put your iPhone on off or on mute or put it in another room altogether. If you're going to develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit, I don't think I'm telling anyone here any major revelation that's going to stagger you, but there has to be a principle of separation. Number two, there has to be a principle of time. If you're going to develop intimacy with someone, you got to spend time. It is, you're either disingenuous or you are deceived, you know, or misguided if you think you can have intimacy with the Holy Spirit and you never spend long periods of time with them. You know, people say the Holy Spirit, my friend. Truth be told, if you spent as much time with your human friends as you do with Holy Spirit, you would have no friends. All right. I'm not, hit the computer. I'm not leveling that at you. I'm just saying your average Christian talking about they have friendship. You don't spend any time, right? You gotta get time. And sometimes some of you, maybe the way it is, maybe you've got young kids or you got things that you're, hey, maybe you got to do the Brother Lawrence thing. And Brother Lawrence wrote the book, Practicing the Presence of God. And he was he would wash dishes, but as he was washing dishes, he would be talking to Holy Spirit. He would be practicing the presence of God and wait even as he's washing dishes. So I'm saying there are times when maybe you're not locked away in your prayer room. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you're in the shower. Maybe you're putting on your makeup or combing your hair or getting your hair cut or whatever. You're mowing the lawn, you're cooking, you're washing, you're whatever. Invite Holy Spirit in with you on those things. Say, Holy Spirit, I just want to acknowledge right now. Type our connection. I bike ride. And so one of the things I love to do is I just like to say, Holy Spirit, talk to me. Just type my connection. What are you feeling today? What's on your heart? And all of a sudden, these thoughts are surfacing. God will begin to speak. Third principle of intimacy is the principle. You ready for this? Drum roll, please. Boom, 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 boom. Communication. So you have to have separation, you have to have time, and you have to have communication. You have to talk. But if you do all the talking, right? Okay, here's a great analogy. Good analogy. I don't know if it's great. I'll let you judge, right? Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, any of those other people, they have late night talk show hosts. You may or may not recognize those names. They're talk show hosts, right? In the beginning, they do jokes. It's called the monologue. So in the beginning, they'll come on, they'll stand up and they'll do a monologue, right? But maybe I've watched it. I don't know that it's been a minute. Okay. I'm just aware of these. I can't even tell you an episode. I was trying to pull something. I don't really watch them, but anyway, they move from the monologue, but notice when they advertise the Jimmy Fallon show, the Tonight Show, whatever, they don't say Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel will be telling jokes. They say tonight we're going to have Denzel Washington. Tonight, there is going to be Cher or whoever, you know, somebody's going to be on the show. So what is that telling me? We don't tune into talk shows. Hello, somebody. Underscore the word talk. We don't turn into talk shows for the monologue, but for the dialogue. That guest star sits on the couch and is like, oh, I want to find out, okay, what, you know, this person's doing in their life. Okay, talk to us, John Legend, whoever it is. So there's conversation. So many people have a quiet time that's just monologue. You may start off your quiet time with a monologue, but somehow it needs to move to the couch, okay, where you're sitting down, the Holy Spirit's sitting down, and then there is a dialogue, and that's called communication. So I want to challenge you, just because you finish your petition, God bless Junior and bless you, my husband, bless my wife, bless this, bless that, I'm done, amen, jump up and we leave. No. I want to challenge you, even if it's 5 minutes to begin with. And y'all, you guys strike me, you guys are Delta Force Christians, so you probably... this is basic for you, but in case it isn't, let me challenge you. Don't end your quiet time talking, in your quiet time listening. Woo! In your quiet time, just getting still. Be still and know that I'm God. People say, Sean, I struggle to hear the voice of God. I can't hear the voice of God. You know what I've done in training people to hear the voice of God? Here is what I've discovered. If I can get you to be still, I can get you to hear the voice of God. Your struggle is not hearing the voice of God. Your struggle is getting still. Your struggle is quieting this. Your struggle is getting the outside noises to be drowned out so the inner volume of God's Spirit begins to rise.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month, and that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going. And it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.